after looking at the film, it was we had a lot of people play well, executed the plan the way that we had hoped to. Played very physical and really were competitive in every phase and every situation, and felt like we won the line of scrimmage, you know, for the better part of the day on both sides, and really played fast and physical in a kicking game, which was a huge thing for us. We didn't want to give up a lot of plays, you know, in special teams, and that's kind of how they had won a lot of the games that they had won in 2008, and our guys did a really nice job of responding to the challenge.
Josh, other people's perceptions of your team are changing, for obvious reasons. Are your perceptions of your team changing from preseason to now?
Nope, they don't. I mean, we, like I said yesterday, our what we have, you know, how we've practiced, what we've assembled here, and the way we go about our business has never changed, and we feel good about that. We've always had confidence, regardless of everybody else's opinion. I said yesterday, it doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks. All that matters is what we think. And again, we still have a long way to go, a lot of work to do, and a lot of improvements to make to be where we want to, you know, be and try to get to the best level we can play at. So we know where we're at. We're glad we're 3-0, but a lot of work to do still.
Is your defense playing even better than you would hope?
Well, I mean, anytime, I don't think you anticipate only giving up one touchdown in 180 minutes of football. But you know, we knew we thought we had a decent chance to be a good defense, physical up front, good secondary, tackled fairly well here in the first 3 weeks of the season. So, you know, as a coach, you don't put expectations or projections or predictions on your team like that. You know, you just try to improve every week and go out and play. And what our team has, what we knew our team would do, was prepare well. You know, we have a lot of great leadership on both sides of the ball, and have good weeks of practice and go out there and play hard. And that's what we've done. And if you execute a good plan with good players, usually you have a good chance to win.
Would you agree with that? A and B, why? Why do you think?
Well, I you know, I hope we're improving every week, and I think we are. I think there's areas where you know, we can always do better in every area, but we have shown improvement. You know, we've had individual players improve. We've had teams offensively, defensively, different units in the kicking game get better. And I think that's just a combination of the attitude that they come into each week with, the approach that they're taking. The coaching staff is doing a great job of getting them ready and prepared for each opponent that we've played. Each opponent's been different. And they've really accepted the information that we've tried to give to them to get ready each week and then go out there. And ultimately, it comes down to what they do on Sundays. And it's a tribute to what they've been able to do. And still a lot of work left.
Josh, you've done a great tackling
the last few years. What makes it good? You know, I think a part of good tackling is angles. We do a lot of angle tackle drills in practice. Most of the time, we don't go all the way to the ground. Now we did in training camp, but when you're taking a proper angle, that's kind of half the battle to me. You know, and then when you get there, as long as you don't let the guy go back to open space where you don't really have any help. You know, then it comes down to, will you put your face in there and wrap him up and then hold on until one of your teammates comes, or bring him to the ground yourself? So I think our guys understand leverage and angles and trying to force the runner or whoever has the ball to his nearest help, whether it be the quarterback in the pocket, you know, receivers, running backs out of the backfield. I thought did a nice job yesterday on Russell. You know, I mean, he's a big guy to tackle and get to the ground, and they did a nice job with him when they had a chance. So I think it's just playing smart, getting the guy to the next closest thing that can get him to the ground, whether it be the sideline or the next defender, and then just wrapping up.
Is that a consideration?
Yeah, Yeah, we've always, and the, even the, I mean, all the secondary players, you know, we knew Ronaldo Hill's a good tackler, Dawkins is a good tackler, Alfonso Smith was a very good tackler at Wake Forest, you know, draft picks, you know, we always want to make sure that we're getting good tacklers, and same thing in free agency, you know, if they're poor tacklers, then you end up with a lot of yards once the ball gets into the second level of the defense, and you can eliminate a lot of big plays if you got good tacklers there in the linebacking core and the secondary.
Just curious,
the
Patriots players
always talk about humble pie. Yep. Can you
walk the line between enthusiasm
to
the start
and the fact that a lot of this gets over? Just show them the film. I mean, yeah, show them the film, and I think we've got a 50-play cut-up we're going to watch during the squad meeting, and it's not all, you know, bows and ribbons. You know, and just they see it. I mean, they saw it every week we've played so far that – boy, if we'd only done these five or six things better, it could have been even a better performance, you know, and we could have even won by a bigger margin. And when players see that, you don't have to convince them that they need to improve. They know they have to get better. And then the biggest thing you can do is take what you saw in the film that we didn't do well, go out there on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and actually emphasize it and put a period in practice where we have to do this better. You know, yesterday our field goal protection was not very good. You know, we're going to work on field goal protection Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week, and they'll understand how important that is, and they're going to see how important it is today when we see it.
Justin, in your view, what are the attributes or the key attributes of a good game manager, and how does Kyle fit that day?
We don't ever talk about our quarterbacks as game managers, but you want a quarterback to be efficient. You want him to be able to run the operation at the line of scrimmage in the huddle very well. He got us in and out of a bunch of plays yesterday at the line of scrimmage in the running game, which, you know, nobody talks about the quarterback when you talk about running for 215 yards, but when he's getting you out of a play that's going to go nowhere and you gain, you know, 26 on the other play, you know, he plays a part in good running, you know. So doing that is a big part of what we ask our quarterbacks to do, not turning the ball over, taking care of the ball, and then being effective when he's got people open and being accurate. So, you know, Kyle's certainly could have done better than he did yesterday, but played well, and we're going to work hard to fix a few things that we didn't do well.
When you say you don't talk about this game manager, you've used that phrase, and Mike McCoy's used that phrase, and you're talking about manage the game.
Yeah, I don't. Our quarterback is not. No. Our quarterback is not going to be. We don't go into the week going, hey, we're just going to make sure we take care of, you know, the little things, and that's it. Look, we'd like to have explosive plays and do that every week. And you know, against Cleveland, we had a few of those. And you know, in some weeks they're presented to you, and some weeks they're not. So. I'm just saying we don't go into each week going, we're only going to throw for 140 this week. Just make sure you don't do anything negative. You know, we're going to try to attack the defense in every way, shape, or form we can. And then once the game declares itself, you know, once you have a 17-point lead in the third quarter, you know, you're not gonna do too many things that, you know, put the game in jeopardy if you feel comfortable with where you're at. And that's what happened yesterday.
What do you consider an explosive run and an explosive pass play?
I mean, if we get runs over 15 yards and passes over 20 or 25 yards, to me that changes field position dramatically. You know, and we've had quite a few of those here in the last few weeks, and they're all good plays, you know. They're all good plays and take a lot of people to execute them well, you know. You don't get an explosive play with just a back making a good play. You need everybody.
This portion of the schedule coming up, it's not only got some good teams, but the physical rugged teams. I think this team is, because of how you handle training camp and the pads and bring that physical condition culture to the team will help you through this?
I don't know. You know, the only team I know is Dallas. So I haven't evaluated the next five teams on our schedule in terms of how physical they play, and I know we play a good football team every week in our mind, you know, and I think that our football team has developed a physical mentality. They play hard for 60 minutes. They're into it on the sideline, and I think that our preparation, their work on the field, what they did in training camp to get ready for this season, all comes back to, you know, playing that way. And, you know, I know we're going to play a physical football team next Sunday, and we're going to need to play that way too.
Couple more. When you talk about Kyle, you know, there's things he can still do better.
Mm-hmm.
Is that finding the guy, the right guy who's open, or checking off to a different play? Or
not usually. Quarterback. The quarterback has 10 or 12 things to do once he claps his hands to break the huddle. You know, so there's a lot of responsibility on his plate, from the cadence to the identification of the protection, to which run play should we go to reading the blitz and figuring out if he has to get rid of it, to reading the coverage to determine where he's going to throw it, then to reading our receivers to determine if they're open. I mean, there's a lot of things he's got to do, and he does a lot of them well. And there's always I've never been around a quarterback that's played a game where I went, boy, that was a perfect game. It's just too much on their plate to come off the field and say, boy, I couldn't make any corrections to what you did. So just, I mean, there's a little thing here or there, you know, with his footwork in the pocket, we could be a little bit more accurate if our feet were better, you know, things like that, you know, that, you know, you really got to correct all the little things, and then ultimately you end up with a good product.
When you look at the, when you start defensively, you said, you know, you're never thinking you're going to have one touchdown. Especially with the personnel changes and the scheme change, when you were looking for defensive coaches, how much was the teaching component part of that? Because obviously they've done a good job getting them up to speed quickly.
Yeah. I think it's teaching. That's what coaching is to me, is teaching. And if you're not a good communicator or a good teacher, it's hard to be a real effective coach at this level. There's too much information that you need to pass along to your players, and we have so many different types of learners, you know, in our locker room. I mean, some guys learn quickly from mouth. Some guys need it on the board. Some guys need it on film, on the board, from the mouth, in a walkthrough, and then practice it twice, and then they got it. You know, so that's just the way this game is. Every player is different, and I think that's part of being a good coach, is figuring out how do I have to teach my players, because they're not all the same guy, you know. And I think that's a really critical component to being a good staff, is if you've got a lot of good teachers and good communicators, then you're going to have players out there on the field that are well prepared. And if you have good players who are well prepared, that's usually a good formula.
Thanks.
Yep, you got it.